Everything is happening according to the plan. As we edge toward the year 2022, like weary travelers edging toward the mouth of a deep, dark cave, wondering what's inside. Does that sound strange that everything's happening according to the plan? I mean, I'll pick the obvious first. COVID and everything, all the problems that it causes, the deaths, the fights, the family fights, the church family fights, the shutdowns, the variants, that's according to the plan. How much did you pay for a turkey this Thanksgiving? Yeah, the price for those has doubled since last year. How much was your last fill-up at the gas station? Rising meat prices, gas prices, rising everything prices, that's according to the plan? Waukesha, Wisconsin, did you hear about that? A car plows through a parade, murdering adults and children? That's according to the plan? The Christian church on earth in the United States, across the world, infected by a false gospel that leads people astray, that saves no one, that's according to the plan? Let's zoom in, because your stories belong on this list too. The people you love, they didn't celebrate Thanksgiving with you this year, and they won't celebrate Christmas because they have passed on. That's according to the plan. Or maybe they haven't yet, but you see it coming. The signs are there, and that's just as bad. Maybe even worse. That's according to the plan. Your children, you worry for them because they're not living like you tried to raise them to live. Or they're fighting battles that you never had to fight, and now you can't help them win. That's according to the plan. You're growing up, and it's not going the way you pictured it. The hopes and dreams that you had when you were younger, they're not happening. Is this all there is? That's according to the plan. Yes. Yes. And if Jesus Christ were standing here in the flesh, he might say, weren't you paying attention when I said so? Verses 25 and 26 from today's gospel lesson. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Do you understand what Jesus is describing there? He's describing specifically what it will be like when he returns, when he comes to earth for a second time. And humans, we want to know more about that, right? Well, Jesus gets even more specific about this, or specifically about what it will be like before he returns. So like right now, the moments we're living in right now, he gets more specific about what that is like in the book of Matthew. Listen to this. He says, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. And then Jesus adds, see, I have told you ahead of time. I've told you ahead of time. I didn't even read all of it. There's more details if you want them. The point is that, yeah, the world and your life are filled with tragedy or the potential for tragedy. And that's according to the plan. Jesus says it will be this way until you die, or until he returns. So now how many of us are wondering, Jesus, if that's the plan, can we try something else? Maybe something that's easier to pitch to a world that hates you? Maybe something that's a little easier on me? You better believe Jesus understands that this plan isn't easy for human minds to embrace, to love, to cherish, to follow. So, Jesus has some warnings for you. Because when the plan isn't your plan, it's easy to react poorly to the plan. And that's kind of a problem when the plan is God's plan, right? So Jesus has some warnings for you. Verse 34. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close unexpectedly on you like a trap. So when you don't like the plan, when you don't like the way this world is going, when you don't like how your life is going, Satan will tempt you with what? With dissipation and drunkenness. We understand what drunkenness is. What is dissipation? Simply put, dissipation is how you behave when you're drunk. It's what you wouldn't normally say, think, or do when you're of sober mind. So think about it. What are you more likely to do when you've been drinking? Seek pleasure, however you can find it, right? Seek pleasure in sexual immorality. Seek pleasure by being wasteful, by spending money you wouldn't normally spend. Seek pleasure by saying, thinking, doing things that your sober self wouldn't do. That's what dissipation's all about. Pleasure. It makes your own happiness an idol, a god to be worshipped. And that's what makes what Jesus says here apply to everyone, even those who don't drink, even those who are old enough to drink. So please, please, ask yourself. When I don't like God's plan, even if you don't say those words out loud or think that thought directly, but you know what I mean. When I don't like God's plan for me, for this world, when it's painful to see the world this way, when my life is too painful, do I make pleasure an idol? Do I do whatever it takes for me to feel good, for me to feel happy, even when that means dishonoring my God? And every honest Christian will have the same answer to that question. And what else does Jesus say? Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with the anxieties of life. I want to speak carefully here because I don't want to dismiss real experiences. I don't want to dismiss real pain, real heartache that you carry, but I've seen this. I've experienced it too. A heart being weighed down with anxiety. You know what heart that is? It's a heart that's angry because its body won't work. It's a heart that is obsessed with what might happen in the future, with what might be true now. It's a heart that is broken and weeping because it feels like it's all alone. It's a heart that is frustrated because its plan isn't lining up with God's plan, with what God is allowing to happen. It's a heart that's frustrated because God's enemies seem to be winning. Please, again, ask yourself, when I don't like the plan, when it's too painful to see my world this way, my life this way, do I weigh my own heart down with anxiety and worry? Do I submit to thoughts and feelings and emotions and attitudes that dishonor my God? Attitudes, emotions, thoughts that Christ in His gospel has freed me from. Of course we do. Every honest Christian, again, has the same answer to that question. That's why Jesus warns us about this stuff, and that's why He tells us the proper way to receive God's plan for creation. When we see Satan attack our lives and this world, Jesus says, when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is near. I really want you to go home with those words, being comforted by those words. When you see God's plan unfolding around you, however painful that might be sometimes, stand up and lift up your heads because your redemption is near. Do you understand what that means? It means that every time this world groans with the agony of sin, every time your life groans with the agony of sin, that's a signpost. That's a sign that your own salvation is near. Every war, every famine, every plague is a sign that you are one step closer to your own salvation. Every personal crisis in your life, I know about some of them, not all of them, but I know they're there. Every personal crisis in your life, what is it? It's a sign that you are one step closer to your own salvation. I'll say it this way. Jesus gave up everything for you. From heaven to earth, he became human. He lived as a perfect, spotless, sinless human. He exchanged his perfection for your sin, for my sin, on the cross where he died. He rose from death. He ascended into heaven, where he has been given all authority, all power, where he executes God's plan for this, for creation, where he minds every member of his church in every moment of this world. And do you understand what that means? It means that everything that happens, he allows it. Everything you see, he controls it. So every trouble that Christ the King allows to happen is not a cause for anxiety, but for rejoicing. Because every trouble is a signpost that your redemption is near. Every trouble that Christ allows into your life, into this world, is him reaching down and saying to you, yes, this moment is hard, and I see you in it, and I'm with you in it. And now, you're one step closer to being with me. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads because your redemption is near. So I have some encouragement for you today, because I know how easy it is to get so concerned about what's going to happen. Am I going to be okay? Is my country going to be okay? Is my world going to be okay? Seems like it's not. So here's my encouragement for you. One day at a time. Okay? To you who are worried about the state of our nation, the state of our world, the state of our state. One day at a time. To you who are worried about the state of your life, the state of the lives of the people you love, one day at a time. It's like Christ says in another place. You'll recognize these words. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. One day at a time. What might happen in the future, what might be true now, none of that is worthy of filling you with grief or anxiety or panic, because, A, we know it's part of the plan. Jesus told us these things would happen. And B, we know that all these are signs that your redemption is near. One day at a time, friends. Whatever is troubling you, one day at a time. Because Christ the King is working to bring you home every day to be with him for all time. So, stand up, lift up your heads, and watch. Watch the signs of God's plan unfold around you, and watch your life closely to keep it free from anxiety overwhelming you, to keep it free from, remember that word? Dissipation, or the idolatry of pleasure overwhelming you. Watch. And then what else did Jesus say? Pray. Certainly pray. pray to your God a prayer of thankfulness and praise for all he is and for all he has done for you and for all he has revealed to you. Pray to God a prayer of repentance, repenting of that anxiety that you let overwhelm you, that I let overwhelm me. Repentance from pleasure-seeking idolatry. And receive the comfort of forgiveness. Finally, pray to God to keep you in his arms always. For when you look at the world, you look at your life, it must be obvious. Your redemption is near. Amen.